From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is Newsline. The Ministry of Trade said 23 exporters of swallow nets to China have certificates. Chairperson of Indonesian Regional Representative Council, Lanyala Mataliti, said, Joe Biden wins, the U.S. shows good democracy. Now the news in details. The Ministry of Trade revealed that there are still 23 companies that have export certificates for swallow nets to China as the biggest buyer of this commodity. Deputy Minister of Trade Jerry Sambuaga said in Medan on Sunday that of the 49 companies that have been registered as registered exporters of swallow nets, only 23 have obtained swallow nest export certification. He hopes that all swallow nest export companies have export certificates to China so that the export volume will increase. Moreover, Indonesia has long had a joint agreement in setting products with hygiene standards. Chairperson of the Indonesian Regional Representative Council, A.A. Lanyala Mataliti, affirmed that the victory of the elected President of the United States, Joe Biden, proves that the democracy in the country is the best political system that provides equal opportunities for every citizen to emerge as a national leader. Lanyala, through his written statement on Sunday, said that Joe Biden was elected not only because he has long experience as a senator and has been the vice president of the U.S. for 2 terms, but also because the American people need someone who can be trusted to carry the U.S. forward and answer a number of important problems currently faced by the country and the world, especially in the era of the pandemic. Apart from congratulating Joe Biden, Lanyala also thanked President Donald Trump for maintaining a commitment to good relations with Indonesia during his administration. PT Pelabuhan Indonesia 1 Pelindo 1 Dumai Branch in Riau Province officially opened an international container loading and unloading services with first moment of anchoring the Nusantara 5 logistic motor ship owned by PT Pelni. General Manager of Pelindo 1, John Eddy, said in Dumai Sunday that the arrival of this first international container ship was inseparable from the cooperation and support of the parties and related stakeholders. He also stated that Nusantara 5 logistic motor ship docked successfully at Dumai Port from Port Klang, Malaysia, which loaded 50 TEUs of containers. Pelindo 1 is a port which belongs to the state-owned enterprises and it acts as a logistic gateway to support trade activities so that it may always improve and make breakthrough steps to improve logistic and trade services domestically and internationally. After officially opening the international container service, John Eddy hopes to continue to increase the export-import trade to a number of neighboring countries. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. Prime Minister of the United Kingdom Boris Johnson has said there is more that unites than divides him and Joe Biden, as he pledged to work together to defend common values and interests. The UK Prime Minister told broadcaster he and the US President-elect shared a belief in democracy, human rights, free speech, and free trade. He also welcomed the real prospect of the US now showing global leadership on climate change. Biden's allies have meanwhile sought to smooth over Brexit differences. Following Biden's victory, Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said the UK would listen carefully to US concerns about the impact of the UK's departure from the European Union on stability on the island of Ireland and the Good Friday Agreement. Wall Street stock futures started strong on Monday while the dollar extended its downward trend as Swiss assets got a boost on expectation of fewer regulatory changes and more monetary stimulus under U.S. President-elect Joe Biden. The Democratic candidate's victory at the U.S. presidential election was largely priced in by markets, which had been trading with the view of a Biden presidency and a Republican-controlled U.S. Senate late last week. E-mini futures for the S&P 500 jumped 0.6% on Monday, signaling a positive start for U.S. markets. MSCI's broadcast index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan inched up 0.1% after climbing 6.2% last week to clock its best weekly performance since early June. French far-left leader Jean-Luc Mélenchon said on Sunday that he would run for president in 2022 if he received enough public support for what would be his third bid for the Élysée Palace. Mélenchon is spearhead of the opposition against French President Emmanuel Macron's economic policy and a supporter of the Yellow Vest anti-government protests, won an unprecedented 19.5% in the first round of the 2017 presidential election. The left-wing firebrand, who also ran for president in 2012, has been a frequent critic of the government's handling of the coronavirus outbreak in France, where deaths topped 40,000 on Saturday. Turkish Finance Minister Berat Albayrak said on Sunday that he was resigning for health reasons, the second surprise departure of a top economic policymaker in 2 days after the central bank chief was ousted. The upheaval follows a 30% slide in the lira to record lows this year amid the coronavirus pandemic, as investors worried about falling forex reserves and the central bank's ability to tackle double-digit inflation. Albayrak's resignation, announced in an Instagram statement confirmed by an official, came a day after father-in-law President Tayyip Erdogan replaced the central bank governor with a former minister whose policies are seen to be at odds with Albayrak. During his tenure at finance, Turkey's economy has hit by two bad slumps, double-digit inflation and high unemployment. The lira has lost around 45% against the U.S. dollar since his appointment and is the worst performer in emerging markets this year. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary for today entitling Indonesia's Economic Growth Improves. The Central Statistic Agency noted that Indonesia's economic growth in the third quarter of 2020 contracted by -3.49%. Even though it is still contracting, this achievement is better than the position in the second quarter of 2020, which was recorded at -5.32%. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati stated on Thursday that the achievement of economic growth in the third quarter of 2020 was quite good compared to the previous position. This shows that currently there is a process of economic recovery and a reversal in the direction of national economic activity towards a positive direction. The improvements in economic growth is driven by fiscal stimulus or the role of the state revenue and expenditure budget instrument, mainly in handling the COVID-19 pandemic and the National Economic Recovery Program. In the third quarter of 2020, the absorptions of the state spending experienced an increase in acceleration. Until the end of September, the national economy grew 15.5%. The absorption of the budget was supported by the realization of social assistance and support for the business world and small and micro enterprises. Based on the Central Statistic Agency data during this period, the government consumption grew 9.76% from the previous period. What is happening now can certainly be used to improve growth in the fourth quarter. But keep in mind, this will be largely determined by current and future condition and policies. Thereby, the government must maintain the positive trend and not be careless, because it is possible that Indonesia will be trapped in a prolonged recession as experienced by many other countries during the pandemic. An acute recession would increase the unemployment rate, which until last August alone was recorded at 9.77 million. An increase of 2.67 million compared to the same period in 2019. It is hoped that the government will be able to put a brake on the increase in unemployment by encouraging economic growth from quarter to quarter. All components of growth, both in terms of expenditures and productions, must move up. The government has said that it will continue to accelerate the COVID-19 handling program and the absorptions of the National Economic Recovery Budget, which amounts to 695 trillion rupiah. However, until early November, the budget that had been used was only around 54%. This means that efforts are still needed to encourage budget absorption so that the growth trend can be maintained or even increased. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, our regular segment Today in History starts with the event on November 9, 1953, when Cambodia gained independence from France. Cambodia is a constitutional monarchy state in Southeast Asia. This country is the successor of the Khmer Empire, which had controlled the entire Indochina Peninsula between the 11th and 14th centuries. Towards its independence, the United States of the Republic of Indonesia did help this Cambodian state. In 1863, King Norodomu was installed by Thai, sought refuge in France. In 1867, King Norodom signed an agreement with France containing of giving the right of control of Battambang and Siem Reap provinces, which become parts of Thai. Finally, the two provinces were granted to Cambodia in 1906 in a border treaty by France and Thailand. Cambodia was made a protectorate by France from 1863 to 1953 as part of the Indochina colony. After Japanese occupation in the 1940s, Cambodia finally gained its independence from France on November 9, 1953. Cambodia became a constitutional kingdom under the leadership of King Norodom Sihanouk. Next event is that in 1989, the Berlin Wall was opened by the government of East Germany. The Berlin Wall is a dividing wall built by the Democratic Republic of Germany and East Germany, which separated West Berlin and East Berlin and other areas of East Germany.
This wall was built on August 13, 1961. In 1989, there were radical political changes in the Eastern Bloc area related to the liberalization of the authority system in the Eastern Bloc and the diminishing influence of the Soviet Union in the countries, such as Poland and Hungary. After civil turmoil for several weeks, the East German government announced on November 9, 1989, that the people of East Germany could go to West Germany and West Berlin. The last event is that in 1989, Sarwo Edi Wibowo, the commander of the Army Commando Regime, now Kopassus, passed away. Lieutenant General retired Sarwo Edi Wibowo is an Indonesian military figure. He is the father of Kristiani Herawati, who is the wife of the 6th President of the Republic of Indonesia, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. Sarwo Edi Wibowo played a major role in the suppression of the 30th of September Movement Rebellion in his position as Commander-in-Chief. In addition, he also served as chairperson of the Central Board of Education for the implementation of the Guidelines for the Creation and Practice of Pancasila, or BP7, the Indonesian Ambassador to South Korea, and the Governor of the Armed Forces Academy of the Republic of Indonesia. Sarwo Edi Wibowo passed away in Jakarta, November 9, 1989, at 64 years old. And listener, that was Today in History.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让争取佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
dari cinta.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia on Rattan Small and Medium Enterprises Enter Global Market. Indonesian Minister of Trade Agus Suparmanto sent off 5 containers of exported rattan furniture from a total of 40 containers produced by 3 small and medium enterprises, SMEs, from Cirebon, West Java. A total of 40 containers were sent to Indonesian export destination countries such as the United States, Canada, Japan, South Korea, Australia, as well as European Union countries such as Germany, French, Italy, and Denmark. Minister Agus Suparmanto warmly welcomed the success of rattan business players to gain a place in the global market. He hopes that the determination and struggle of these exporters from Cirebon will be able to motivate other exporters, especially the other SMEs throughout Indonesia, so that they can boost the performance of Indonesia's non-oil and gas exports. Furthermore, Minister Agus Suparmanto stated that the success of this export also shows that Indonesia's rattan furniture products are able to not only maintain quality, but also comply with current world market demands and trends that tend to use natural and environmentally friendly materials and have legal timber certificates or V-legal. He emphasized that the current exported products are also the guidance of the Indonesian Export Training Center at the Ministry of Trade through the Export Training and Assistance Program. This coaching program is a manifestation of the Ministry of Trade's commitment to supporting the SMEs so that they can target the global market to sell their products. Thus, the SMEs are increasingly showing their contribution to Indonesia's trade balance surplus. In 2019, Indonesia was ranked third in the world's largest exporter of rattan products with an export share of 6.11% behind China and Vietnam. Meanwhile, the export value of Indonesian rattan products for the January to August 2020 period was up 4.35% over the same period in 2019. Minister Agus Suparmanto also conveyed that for the U.S. market, the extension of the Generalized System of Preference Facility, which was announced on October 30, 2020, was a momentum to keep intensifying export of rattan products to the country. He added that to enter the export market, business players can take advantage of market information from trade representative abroad. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Sahabat sejatiku, hilangkah dari ingatanmu. Di hari kita saling berbagi dengan kotak sejuta mimpi, aku datang menghampirimu. Kuperlihatkan semua hartaku. Kita selalu berpendapat kita ini yang terhebat. Kesombongan masa muda yang indah. Aku raja, kau pun raja. Aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Arti teman lebih dari sekedar materi. Terbang, terbang meninggalkanmu.
bersinar. Lemah sayapku jangan pernah lepaskan, bila ku ingin terbang, terbang meninggalkanmu.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
RRI was office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian wonder. Today I'm going to let you know about City Nurbaya Bridge in West Sumatra. Listener, City Nurbaya Bridge is a bridge that stretches 156 meters over the Batang Arau River, Padang City, West Sumatra. This bridge connects between downtown and Seberang Padang by taking the name from the title of a classic novel, City Nurbaya, as Marah Rusli's creation. The bridge is an access to Mount Padang. It was built in 1995 and inaugurated in 2002. The City Nurbaya Bridge connects Padang City with the Old City, which is in the area of Mount Padang. The Old City contains old buildings from the Dutch era, Chinese villages with lots of traditional houses with distinctive red colors and large statues. Under the bridge there is the Batang Arau Estuary, which ends at the Padang Beach itself. There are old ships and boats that are leaning on the edge of the bridge, making this location very interesting to visit, as if you were somewhere else outside Indonesia. The City Nurbaya Bridge is not too far from Minangkabau International Airport because it can be accessed in 30 minutes by public transportation or private vehicles. By visiting this bridge, you can also enjoy the old town across the bridge and enjoy the sunset from Padang Beach, which is not far from the City Nurbaya Bridge. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring City Nurbaya Bridge in West Sumatra. Thank you for listening.
body inside. When I first laid eyes on you, baby, I am drunk of your love and I can't get rid of it. Feels like it attached right down to my heart. Can you feel it? My blood is boiling, melting down, and I love it. Drunk of your love like an alcoholic. Lips over to me and hug me tight. Every single thought of you make me hide. I ain't trying to be naughty, but you know what's up. I love you and that's the thing I won't deny. Can you feel it? My blood is boiling, melting down, and I love it. Drunk of your love like an alcoholic. But your love is like bad habit, and tonight I need to have fun. But every time I pause, I still think of you. I thought I'm going crazy every time I do, but you're my medication when I'm missing you. Whatever other bitches try to lie about you, for some reason my heart can't let go of you. You make my world shine like a star, like a moon in the dark, can't get enough of you. I know we don't even need to hurry, but the love is like bad habit, and tonight I need to have fun.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it on a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and Language and Book Development Agency to Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is electricity credit, which means membeli pulsa listrik. Listen to this conversation about buying electricity credits, which means membeli pulsa listrik. Kevin asked Rama how to buy electricity credits.
Rama, mengapa meteran listrikku berbunyi terus ya?
Itu tandanya pulsa listrikmu habis.
Oh begitu. Bagaimana cara membeli pulsa listrik?
Kamu bisa beli pulsa listriknya di situs belanja daring. Caranya, pilih bagian pulsa dan tagihan, klik bagian listrik PLN. Selanjutnya, masukkan nomor meter atau ID pelanggan, pilih jumlah pulsa, lalu bayar menggunakan opsi transfer bank.
Wah, praktis dan mudah ya!
Iya, sekarang kita bisa isi pulsa listrik secara daring.
Now, I'm going to introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to today's topic. I'm going to say each sentence twice and you can repeat after me. Meteran listrik. Meteran listrik, which means electric meter. Berbunyi. Berbunyi, to make a sound. Pulsa listrik, which means electricity credits. Habis. Habis, which means finished. Situs belanja daring, which means online shopping site. Tagihan, tagihan, which means bill. Nomor meter, which means meter number. ID pelanggan, which means customer ID. Bank transfer, which means bank transfer. Praktis, which means to be practical. If you want to ask about the way or process, you can use the interrogative word bagaimana. In English, how. To ask about the way, people usually use the expression bagaimana cara, which means how to. Like in the sentence, bagaimana cara membeli pulsa listriknya? Bagaimana cara membeli pulsa listriknya, which means how to buy electricity credits. To respond to the expressions bagaimana cara, you have to mention the process consecutively, like the following example. Bagaimana cara membeli pulsa listrik? Bagaimana cara membeli pulsa listrik? In English, how to buy electricity credits. Kamu bisa beli pulsa listrik di situs belanja daring. Kamu bisa beli pulsa listrik di situs belanja daring. In English, you can buy electricity credits on the online shopping site. Caranya, pilih bagian pulsa dan tagihan. Klik bagian listrik PLN. Caranya, pilih bagian pulsa dan tagihan. Klik bagian listrik PLN. In English, the ways are to select credits and bill and then to click PLN. Selanjutnya, masukkan nomor meter atau ID pelanggan. Pilih jumlah pulsa. Lalu, bayar menggunakan opsi transfer bank. Selanjutnya, masukkan nomor meter atau ID pelanggan. Pilih jumlah pulsa, lalu bayar menggunakan opsi transfer bank. In English, afterward enter the meter number or customer ID. Select the number of credits you will buy, then pay by transfer bank option. In the Indonesian language, conjunction can be used to mention sequence of process. For example, kemudian, lalu, selanjutnya, and setelah itu. In English, then or afterward. The conjunction is also usually used to connect a main sentence with a clause. For example, masukkan nomor meter atau ID pelanggan, kemudian pilih jumlah pulsa. Masukkan nomor meter atau ID pelanggan, kemudian pilih jumlah pulsa. In English, enter meter numbers or customer ID, then select numbers of credits. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation one more time.
Rama, mengapa meteran listrikku berbunyi terus ya?
Itu tandanya pulsa listrikmu habis.
Oh begitu. Bagaimana cara membeli pulsa listrik?
Kamu bisa beli pulsa listriknya di situs belanja daring. Caranya, pilih bagian pulsa dan tagihan, klik bagian listrik PLN. Selanjutnya, masukkan nomor meter atau ID pelanggan, pilih jumlah pulsa, lalu bayar menggunakan opsi transfer bank.
Wah, praktis dan mudah ya!
Iya, Sekarang kita bisa isi pulsa listrik secara daring.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Nurka Kusumawati. See you tomorrow with another interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a Kroncong song titled Nostalgia, composed by Budiman Bijay. This song tells a story of someone who remembers his or her fond memories in the past. He or she always keeps one name of the beloved in that beautiful memory, although it will never come back again. By remembering the memory, it made him or her quite happy and smile. The song is accompanied by melancholic kroncong music and suitable to combine with a strong vocal character of Toto Salmon. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Nostalgia by Toto Salmon. Enjoy the song.
Yang terlukis abadi. kembali senyum menghiasi lagi.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. See you on the next English program.